So in less than a week's time, Team GB heads over to Riga in Latvia for the final round of the Olympic pre-qualification tournament. It's a tough ask for Tony Hand and Doug Christiansen, and certainly their biggest task since taking over as head coach and assistant coach of the national programme. Over to Riga they head for the toughest of tough games on Thursday, on Friday and on Sunday against the likes of Latvia, Kazakhstan and France. Realistically, have Team GB got a chance of winning it? Well, world rankings would suggest no, they haven't. However, GB have gone against world rankings in probably five of the last six world championship groups, beating teams above them in the world order. It shows just how much British ice hockey has come on, and the use of the indigenous British player. Only one dual national will head over to Riga with Tony Hand's team, and that, of course, is the Sheffield Steelers' Rod Sarich. The good news for everybody is that Ice Hockey UK, the sports governing body, and ESPN have struck a deal to show the games on live TV. Good news for Steelers fans, even more so. They'll be able to see those games at the Steelers Sports Bar. It'll be a chance to hear as well. National radio is over in Riga. National television is over in Riga. And for the first time in over 7 years, a national newspaper is taking a journalist over to Riga as well. It just shows that interest is developing, interest is brewing in British ice hockey. It also shows the responsibility that the GB programme has now to drive the sport forward. In my view, it is the national team that will drive us forward in the media, drive us forward with sponsorship, not necessarily the Elite League and those 10 Elite League clubs. That's our bread and butter product. But what the national newspapers want, what the media want, is certainly GB success. Can they deliver it? Or will history show that this trip to Riga is perhaps just the very best kind of training camp that Great Britain could have, the very best preparation they could have, as they head into the World Championships at the end of the season, and a group there that is most definitely winnable, progressible, and taking GB then into Pool A next season. It could well be that this pre-Olympic qualification tournament is the best pre-season, pre-World Championship training camp that GB could ever have wished for.